Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into BioNTech SE, ticker BNTX, a company that became a household name thanks to its groundbreaking work on COVID-19 vaccines. But there's so much more to this biotech giant than just vaccines, and I'm excited to break it all down for you. We'll cover everything from their financials to their pipeline, recent performance, and whether this stock is a buy for your portfolio. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. BioNTech has been a major player in the biotech space, especially since partnering with Pfizer to deliver one of the first mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines. But with the pandemic in the rearview for many, the big question is, can BioNTech pivot and sustain growth beyond vaccines? They're heavily investing in oncology and other infectious disease therapies, and that transition is what we're going to unpack today. I'll walk you through their business, their financial health, and what the future might hold. Let's do this. So who exactly is BioNTech? Founded in 2008 and headquartered in Mainz, Germany, BioNTech SE is a biotechnology company focused on developing immunotherapies for cancer and infectious diseases. Their claim to fame is the mRNA technology platform, which they leveraged to create the Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine in collaboration with Pfizer. Beyond that, they've got a broad pipeline targeting everything from solid tumors to other viral threats. With over 6,700 employees and a strong focus on innovation, BioNTech isn't just a one-trick pony. They've got partnerships with major players like Regeneron and Genentech, and they're pushing hard into oncology as their next big growth driver. Now, let's talk revenue. BioNTech's financials tell a fascinating story. For 2024, they reported full-year revenue of about $2.75 billion, a slight uptick from prior figures, but a far cry from the $17.3 billion they pulled in during the peak COVID years of 2022. Breaking it down by segment, their other sales category contributed $319 million, showing they're not entirely dependent on vaccine sales anymore. Geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market, accounting for $1.85 billion, followed by Germany at $706.9 million, and the rest of the world at $196.4 million. It's clear that while COVID-19 vaccine sales are still a core driver, they're diversifying, which is critical as demand for boosters wanes. The challenge? Scaling up other revenue streams fast enough to offset any declines. Moving on to earnings, BioNTech's recent results show a mixed bag. For the full year 2025, they posted a net loss of $1.09 billion, translating to an EPS of -$4.51. Compare that to 2023, when they had a net income of $903 million and an EPS of 3.87. The drop is largely tied to lower COVID-19 vaccine demand and heavy R&D spending as they push into oncology. Gross profit margins remain strong at around 77.7%, which shows they're still highly efficient in their core operations. But that negative net profit margin of 39.6% is a red flag. It tells me they're burning cash to fund future growth. The key takeaway? They've got the resources to weather this transition, but investors need to see pipeline success sooner rather than later. Let's dig a little deeper into what management is saying. During their Q3 2025 earnings call, BioNTech's leadership emphasized their focus on oncology as the next big chapter. They highlighted progress with candidates like pumitamig in their cancer pipeline and reiterated their commitment to maintaining a strong balance sheet despite current losses. They also acknowledged market dynamics around COVID-19 vaccines, noting they're adapting to lower demand while still seeing opportunities in variant-specific boosters. The tone was optimistic about long-term growth, but they're clearly aware of the near-term financial challenges. It's reassuring to hear they're not just resting on past laurels and are actively pivoting. Now let's break down the financial statements. On the balance sheet, BioNTech is sitting on a massive 7.67 cents in cash and cash equivalents as of the end of 2025, with total assets of $21.98 billion. Their current ratio is a robust 7.54, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Total liabilities are just $2.76 billion against $19.22 billion in equity, so debt isn't a concern right now with a debt-to-equity ratio of only 0.014. Looking at cash flow, operating activities generated $438 million in 2025, but they spent heavily on investments, with a net cash outflow of $2.37 billion. Free cash flow was positive at $269.8 million, which is a good sign they're not completely burning through their reserves. Return on equity, though, is negative at 6%, reflecting those recent losses. Overall, they're in a strong financial position to fund R&D, but profitability needs to return. So what's BioNTech worth? At a current price of around 90.54 cents, their market cap sits at $22.72 billion, but their trailing P.E. ratio is negative at 90.17.24 due to those losses, so traditional valuation metrics are tricky right now. Price to sales is at 6.99, which isn't outrageous for a biotech with high growth potential. Enterprise value is $12.59 billion, factoring in their cash hoard, which cushions the downside. Compared to the biotech industry average PE of around 66.9, BioNTech looks undervalued if they can turn profitable again. But here's the rub. The market seems to be pricing in low success for their oncology pipeline. If they deliver on clinical trials over the next 12 to 18 months, there's upside. If not, this valuation could look generous. I'd say it's a speculative play at this level. Let's zoom out and do a quick SWOT analysis to see where BioNTech stands. Starting with strengths, their mRNA platform is proven, and their $7.67 billion cash position gives them a long runway to innovate. They've also got a solid partnership with Pfizer, which amplifies their reach. On the weaknesses side, heavy reliance on COVID-19 vaccine revenue is a risk as demand softens, and current losses show they're not yet profitable outside that segment. For opportunities, their oncology pipeline could be a game changer if successful, and expanding into other infectious diseases like Mpox offers new markets. Threats include intense competition in biotech, regulatory hurdles, and potential safety concerns around vaccines that could impact public trust. Bottom line, they've got the tools to succeed, but execution is everything. Now let's check out BioNTech's recent performance on the charts. Over the past week, the stock is up 3.54%, and over 3 months, it's gained a solid 13.59%. But zoom out to the past year, and it's down 6.6%, underperforming the broader healthcare sector, which is up 30.49% over 5 years, while BNTX is down 3.89%. The stock took a big hit recently, crashing over 20% after their Q4 2025 earnings due to a reported loss and news of their co-founders stepping down by the end of 2026. That spooked investors, but it also might create a buying opportunity if you believe in their long-term vision. Technically, it's hovering near support levels, so I'd watch for a bounce if positive pipeline news emerges. Short-term, volatility is likely, so tread carefully. All right, let's wrap this up. BioNTech is at a crossroads. They've got a war chest of cash, a proven mRNA platform, and an ambitious pipeline in oncology and beyond. But they're also facing declining COVID-19 revenue, current losses, and uncertainty around leadership changes. For long-term investors, this could be a compelling story if their pipeline delivers. There's real potential for upside. For those with a shorter horizon, the volatility and near-term risks might be too much to stomach. My take? Keep BioNTech on your watch list, monitor their clinical trial results over the next year, and be ready to act if the data looks strong. What do you think about BNTX? Drop your thoughts in the comments, hit that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next one.